Hi, everyone. This is Sean Wickersham, and thank you for listening to Leaders Direct, the official podcast of the Leaders Group. Today, I'm joined by Micah Hesting, our relationship and business development strategist. Thanks for joining me, Micah.
Great to be here, Sean. Thanks for having me.
So you're here today to talk to us a little bit about one of the newer products out there, the RILA products. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what these are, maybe the history there, and why advisors should pay attention, advisors and representatives should pay attention.
Yeah. Now, the RILA history, or Registered Index Linked Annuity history, is one that started slow, but it's really picked up steam over the last couple of years, not only in the industry, but at the Leaders Group as well. And that's why our advisors should pay attention to this product if they're not already aware of it and selling it. In fact, LIMRA recently published U.S. annuity sales estimates for year-over-year growth 2018 versus 2019, showing while variable annuities were down 8% and traditional indexed annuities were up only 13%, RILAs made a huge jump and were up 63%. And really, the attraction here for clients is market participation with downside protection at no cost to the client. There is one product, however, out there that does have a charge of 95 basis points, but the trade-off for that cost is an extra 40% of any earnings in the contract. So using rough numbers, if you had a $100,000 account, you would only be paying about $1,000 in fees. And if the contract went up $10,000, you would get another $4,000 added to it. Now, I don't know about you, Sean, but that seems like a pretty fair trade-off to me.
Yeah, so... Well, tell me a little bit about the carriers that have these kinds of products. They sound like they're pretty powerful tools.
Right, yeah. And in relation to the Leaders Group, we have five of the registered index-linked annuities that we can sell. And Brighthouse has the Shield contract that comes in two versions, a three-year and a six-year. The Athene Amplify is the one that I mentioned above with the 95 basis point charge, and that's a six-year contract. Then Great American, they have three contracts. One's called the Summit 6, and they have a Frontier 5, which is a five-year contract, and a Frontier 7, which is a seven-year contract. And just like the number 6 in Summit 6, that one's a six-year contract. Then you have the Equitable Structured Capital Strategies contract out there. They were actually the first to the market back in 2010. And then last, we have the Lincoln Level Advantage contract. And to help navigate this landscape, we created a RILA brochure that goes through all of the specs and different ways that you can build these different contracts, as well as links to the carrier pages where you can see the most up-to-date rates and different contract design options.
Great. And so like you said, you know, the Equitable product has been around since 2010. So these aren't really super new products, but it is fairly recent that people have really been paying a lot of attention to these. So could you just walk through a little bit of kind of the differences between a RILA product and others, whether it's a fixed index product, a variable annuity, or a mutual fund, and why someone may look at a RILA over some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. And first, I'll start out with the fixed indexed annuity comparison. Now, when interest rates started lowering, it was the lower interest rates that called for lower caps on traditional fixed indexed annuity products. And at this time, a lot of clients started to look for something that gave them greater upside potential. And as long as they were willing to assume some sort of risk, then RILAs were the perfect fit for these clients. To expand on that a little bit, RILAs are designed to provide the client with more upside potential than traditional fixed indexed annuity products. The trade-off for that is that you can lose money. However, the insurance company is going to be a partner and they're going to assume a certain amount of that risk before it falls onto the client. And typically that ranges somewhere between 10 to 30%, depending on what carrier you use and what option that you choose. For example, if we take a look at the Brighthouse Shield six-year contract, it has 10, 15, and 25% downside protection options. Now, based on rolling six-year observations from January 2nd of 1957 to December 29th of 2017, and we're talking about 660 observations here, if the client had chose the 10% protection option, they would have not have lost any principal 94.2% of the time. If they chose the 15% option, that number would go to 97.9%, and with the 25% option, 99.2%. So what you can see here is that, yes, the client is assuming a certain level of risk going from a fixed indexed annuity product to a RILA product, but the probability or likelihood of them losing money may be much lower than one might think. And really, this is a perfect fit because it is also a design that the advisor and the client are already used to with the traditional fixed indexed annuity. It just has a couple of minor tweaks to it. Now, next, I like to look at the variable annuities with the living benefit, death benefit, and we all know that from time to time, clients' circumstances change, and if they have a living benefit or a death benefit on there that they don't need anymore, then we might as well try to promote better growth with lower fees, and we can get rid of those high fees and let them still participate in the market, but add that market protection like we talked about earlier. When you look at the RILA versus investment-only variable annuities or mutual funds, it's kind of that same story, but really what we're looking at here are clients that are concerned with market volatility. And when they're concerned with that, we can go back and eliminate fees, all fees that they're currently paying in that investment-only variable annuity or mutual fund, and continue to allow them to participate in the market. This is actually where we're seeing the most success out there in the field right now.
Great. Well, I know you mentioned a little earlier here that we have a RILA brochure that people can refer back to. One, can you tell me where they can find that? And also, what other resources do we have available for everybody?
Yeah, if anybody is interested in taking a look at the RILA brochure, they can contact me at 303-797-9080. Extension 113, or you can request it by emailing me at Micah, M-I-C-A-H, at leadersgroup.net. Also, coming in July, on July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, we will be doing a webinar to go over the RILA history and current RILA landscape.
Great. Well, thank you, Micah. Look forward to speaking with you again here soon.
Right, so, thank you, Sean. You're welcome. Thank you, Sean.